Our government.
Iran.
Your government.
Proliferation.
Public option.
A serious insurgency.
We do have a plan. We're working on it.
Just to give you a sense of perspective.
Good morning, everyone. Time to check the agenda, and it's a big never mind in Afghanistan this morning. Let's hear it one more time, shall we?
I repeat it once again that I will not participate in the November 7th elections.
At a news conference yesterday, Abdullah Abdullah, former foreign minister of Afghanistan and now former candidate challenging Hamid Karzai, decides to withdraw from the runoff. This morning, we learn that the runoff election has been canceled. Joining us to talk about the agenda, and certainly that will be setting the agenda this week, is Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, The New York Times. And from our partner, the BBC, Adam Minot joins us. He's the world affairs correspondent. He's over in London. Good morning, Adam and Marcus.
Good morning, John. Morning, Celeste.
So let's talk about, first of all, Adam, the withdrawal of Abdullah Abdullah. The Hamid Karzai government had a legitimacy problem before this happened. How does it stand this morning?
I don't think this is going to make it any easier, because we're now obviously going to get Hamid Karzai remaining as president for another term, another 5 years. But I think people are going to say, well, is he there legitimately? In the first round of voting, he got fewer than the 50% of votes required to automatically become president again for another term. He was lined up for a second round of voting on the coming Saturday. That has now been put off because of Abdullah Abdullah's pulling out. So I think people are going to ask, well, is he really the man who should be sitting in the president's seat? And I think there's also a danger that the Taliban will claim that this is a victory for them. They have effectively destroyed the electoral process in Afghanistan.
And we haven't heard officially from the Taliban this morning, and the Associated Press is reporting that the election isn't put off. It's actually been canceled for this Saturday. Marcus Mabry, so the Obama administration now suddenly has to fast track its efforts to come up with a strategy in Afghanistan and to decide about a troop increase or not, right?
Well, I think in the short term, the administration is going to say, well, you know, we expect an election on Saturday, so we're not going to all of a sudden come up with our announcement of our strategy this week just because the election's not going to take place on Saturday. I think the administration, you know, in the next 2 to 4 weeks anyway, would have made the announcement of their plan. And I think in the end, it's probably going to be a kind of a split the difference. Probably not as many troops increase as General McChrystal would like, but certainly not a drawdown, and probably an increase of some American troops.
And if you listen to the voices from the administration yesterday, you could barely suppress a yawn into their reaction to all of this. Here's Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod speaking on the television shows over the weekend.
We don't think that it's going to add a complication to the strategy. It's up to the Afghan people and their authorities to decide how to proceed going forward.
I expect the president will make a decision within weeks. As you know, he's gone through a very rigorous process.
No hurry there.
Well, you know, not only that, but, you know, you really believe they think that it makes no difference. You know, of course it makes a difference. Of course it complicates matters. And, of course, to have a government without legitimacy is a bad thing. We're talking about your ally in time of war.
There's a legitimacy question over in Iran, and there's a pretty important anniversary that passes this week, the anniversary of the taking of the hostages in Iran. There are demonstrations called for in Iran. The Ahmadinejad government has legitimacy problems. Will the administration step up and point fingers here or keep in the back?
Unlikely. You know, we weren't expecting the chaos that happened in June around that electoral process in Iran and the violence that happened there. We hadn't seen it before from this regime, taking, you know, young people in the streets. We don't expect it again this week. We could be wrong again. But on the 30th anniversary, which will happen on Wednesday, we'll have massive anti-American marches. You always do. This is a big anniversary for the Islamic Revolution there. So you have even bigger ones. But the opposition has called for its own marches against the regime. And their argument is this regime is not legitimate. This regime is not really the inheritors of the spirit of liberation that was supposed to be the Islamic Revolution in Iran, that they are. And so that's going to be an interesting clash to watch.
Today, White House economic advisor Lawrence Summers will lead a high-level meeting to discuss the state of the economy. Last week, we learned the U.S. economy is no longer contracting. By the end of the week, we're going to learn about jobs figures. Around the world, Adam Minot, BBC World Affairs correspondent, does the world blame the U.S. for the recession? And is it looking for U.S. actions to pull the rest of the world out of it?
I think initially there was some blame cast at the US, but I think now there is a recognition that without the recent US action, that the recession would be a lot worse and may well have fallen into a depression. I mean, similar position here in Europe. We've got Germany and France climbing out of recession. Not true here in the UK. We are technically still shrinking here in London. But I think that there is a feeling that the tide has turned. Whether this is a real turn or whether it's a blip, I think we're only going to know in the coming months.
Well, there's a blip coming up, and here's Timothy Geithner talking about it over the weekend.
Don't know for sure, but it's likely still rising, and it's probably going to rise further before it starts to come down again.
Double digits?
Most economists think we'll probably get there.
That's Timothy Geithner, Treasury Secretary, talking about the unemployment rate, which will be announced on Friday, expected possibly to hit double digits. At what point, Marcus Mabry, does the Obama administration own this recession and the economic downturn and the consequences?
I think they own it now. They might argue that's unfair. They've only been in office for 8 months. This is a George W. Bush recession started before they got here, blah, blah, blah. Really insignificant, especially a year from now when we'll be looking at midterm elections across the country. What they have to worry about is the fact that we all know that unemployment does not start declining until well into a recovery. This may be a very weak recovery. It may be a recovery that feels like a recession for folks. And if that number is bad, if we do reach finally that 10-digit number, which we do expect, I'm sorry, that 10% number.
We've been expecting it for a long time.
Yeah. Exactly. So we do expect it.
So they're lowering
that,
expectations.
Geithner was saying it. You know, they didn't expect it as long as economists have expected it. But definitely by the end of the year, we expect to be there. So it may be this Friday. And if that happens, then, you know, the kind of market rally that seems to have stopped after a 7-month run-up will probably really tank.
Very quickly before we go, Adam Minot, I've often been helpful to some of your colleagues to explain baseball to them. Your colleagues have been helpful to explain cricket to me. Any thoughts on the World Series?
You've caught me on the hop.
All right.
I know as much about baseball as you do about cricket.
They love the fact it's called the World Series.
World Series tonight. That'll set the agenda. Adam Minot, BBC World Affairs correspondent in London, and Marcus Mabry, international editor for our partner, The New York Times. There's the agenda.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.